Looks like we do. Sounds like we do have audio. All right. So we have some breaking news tonight. Let me go to the breaking news. This is from our buddy Josh Kaplan on Twitter. He said that Senator Lisa Murkowski has said this afternoon she will not rule out possibly voting for President Trump's SCOTUS nominee. So, I don't know, maybe Murkowski is a little worried about staying in her seat in the Senate, but she has decided she is possibly going to help the president with his Supreme Court nomination. So there's that for breaking news. I would take that as good news. And let's take a look at Q's first post today, shall we? So there's a link to an article and a tweet by John Solomon. And Q wrote, political leaders plus family follow. Q often writes, follow the families. W with possible ties to sex trafficking. Okay, so W is just Q's shorthand way of saying with possible ties to sex trafficking. This is talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the report that came out from Ron Johnson, Senate Homeland Security, and Chuck Grassley, Senate Finance Committee. They jointly published a report, an interim report, on their investigation into Burisma and the Bidens. And Q writes, the attacks barrage by the media signify what? I think they signify panic. Sex trafficking, safeguarding women and children, topic that unite all American, all political factions against a common enemy, faith in humanity, those you are taught to trust the most, Q. So you would think that the trafficking of children and women, vulnerable people, would be an issue that would unite everyone, regardless of their political ideology. All right, Q says, have faith in humanity. All right, here is the article from John Solomon. Senate report slams Biden for conflicts of interest, flags possible criminal activity. The suspicious activity reports, SARs, these are reports that financial institutions send out whenever they see financial transactions that are suspicious of possible money laundering. And they sent these out, and the Senate and Homeland Security picked them up in this investigation. The SARs flagged millions of dollars in transactions from the Ukrainian gas company Burisma Holdings, a Russian oligarch named Yelena Baterina, and Chinese businessmen with ties to Beijing's communist government. The treasury records acquired by the chairman show potentially criminal activity relating to the transactions among and between Hunter Biden, his family, and his associates with Ukrainian, Russian, Kazakh, and Chinese nationals. The report, citing U.S. government records, also raised concerns about possible ties to sex and human trafficking rings. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries and who appear to be linked to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, the report said. An attorney for Hunter Biden has yet to respond. Let's see. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Ron Johnson told Justin News Wednesday that the sheer volume of suspicious activity in Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings left the vice president vulnerable to illicit influence or extortion. And that's the issue. Whenever people get involved in illegal activities, it always leaves them potentially the subject of extortion and blackmail. So that investigation has not concluded. That's an interim report, and we'll find out later what is going to come of that. Q's next post, Crimes Against Humanity. We'll have more on that in just a second. Then Q's third post this morning. There's a link to a Department of Justice announcement, and that announcement is regards proposed legislation that would change Section 230 protections for social media platforms. Right, so Q told us over the last couple of days in this window, September 21st to 25th, follow and track events. And then we had that B2 drop the other night, B2 bomber, which refers to Bill Barr. Well, Barr released this statement today, and he actually had a roundtable meeting with President Trump and a number of state attorneys general. Barr is meeting with these attorneys general from dozens of states between now and Friday. They have these ongoing meetings where they're going to be talking about litigation against large social media companies, collectively and individually. But this is the statement that Barr released. For too long, Section 230 has provided a shield for online platforms to operate with impunity, said Attorney General Barr, ensuring that the internet is safe, but also vibrant, open, and competitive environment is vitally important to America. We therefore urge Congress to make these necessary reforms to Section 230 and begin to hold online platforms accountable, both when they unlawfully censor speech and when they knowingly facilitate criminal activity online. That is an important point there, that second point. I had not actually thought about that. But if Facebook and Twitter are knowingly facilitating online criminal activity like sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, this would open the door for them to be criminally liable for that. Going on, the department's proposal is an important step in reforming Section 230 to further its original goal, providing liability protection to encourage good behavior online, said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen. The proposal makes clear that when the interactive computer services willfully distribute illegal material or moderate content in bad faith, Section 230 should not shield them from the consequences of their actions. So that's good news. Honey, I know you're excited about that. We're anxious to see the Department of Justice take some action to prevent the censorship and all the shenanigans that are going on. All right, the next post from Q is a familiar image that references the Department of Justice IG report on Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Randall Coleman made notes in a preparation for a meeting with James Comey, and this is all found in the IG report. The notes were about the contents of Anthony Weiner's laptop, and both Comey and Coleman developed amnesia about that particular meeting that they had, but these notes were found and they were in the IG report. And they note that on Weiner's laptop, sexting a 15-year-old for sexually explicit purposes, initial analysis of the laptop, thousands of emails, Hillary Clinton and Foundation, crime against children. So don't forget, and you know, what I wonder is, because this is on the same day that we got this report from Homeland Security, I wonder if Q is suggesting that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's activities are actually on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I wonder if the Q is suggesting there's a connection between them. I had not thought about that before, but it just occurred to me. All right, so Q wrote this: let the truth be told, political spying, illegal, less than 1%. Have faith in humanity, Q. So what does 1% mean? Denise and I were talking about this afternoon. 1% could mean that there's less than 1% of people in the government or in intelligence agencies are corrupt. I don't think it means that. And Anon thought that it meant there were many other crimes the public doesn't know about, and this is just spying. Illegal spying is 1% of those crimes. So the Anon reposted a drop from Q. This is from February 2020. Bigger than you can imagine. More than selling of state secrets, more than selling U.S. security, more than selling military tech, more than selling CIA assets, selling NSA bulk data collection programs, selling uranium, selling U.S. space national security programs and positions, selling U.S. aid, selling special access programs, and then classified 1 through 99. Crimes against humanity. When you cannot destroy or defeat the United States of America from attacking head-on, you change tactics and deploy kill from within, internal operation, financial, economy, military, police, division of citizenry, border collapse, install like-minded leaders in key positions of U.S. government. How many people were removed from the FBI had Iranian family backgrounds? All right, so there is a lot of corruption and a lot of crime that we're going to be learning about in the coming years. And a lot of people don't think we're going to learn about it, but it's coming out. It'll all come out. Q's next message has a link to a New York Post article. And Q wrote, no media coverage. And this is regarding the allegations that Hunter Biden was involved in, potentially involved in this sex trafficking and prostitution. Why no media coverage? The same people who control the media are the same people who are part of the evil and corrupt system, system of control, crimes against humanity. You're not meant to think for yourself. You're not meant to challenge their power, control, obey and accept. Illusion of democracy, illusion of freedom. Why does the media push division? Why does the media push incite violence? Why does the media pit race against race, religion against religion, sex against sex, class versus class? Divided you are weak. Divided you fight each other. Divided you pose no threat to their system of control. Unity is strength. Unity is power. Unity is humanity. Controlled media plays a major role in shaping the narratives to keep you powerless and helpless and asleep, unaware of the truth. Enemy of the people, enemy of humanity. Q. Here's an excerpt from the New York Post article. The report said that Hunter Biden has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine, and who have subsequently wired those funds they received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. The records note that some of these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. The allegations are found in a footnote to a section of the report that details potential criminal concerns and extortion threats involving Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. The report also cites extensive public reporting concerning Hunter Biden's alleged involvement with prostitution services. Records on file with the committee do not directly confirm or refute these individual reports. However, they do confirm that Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to individuals who have either A, been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, number two, an association with adult entertainment industry, or three, potential association with prostitution. All right, Q's next post has a link to a tweet, and Q wrote, "Everyone has a choice to make against all enemies, foreign and domestic." And that link was to a CBS hit piece on Q. This was just a kind of a ridiculous video. It's about 6 minutes long. And it is some of these CBS people talking about Q and how Q is crazy and Q is wacky. And there's actually an interview with Dustin Nemos in this video. I'm not going to play it, but that is what Q linked to. Moving along, Q's next post has three links to WikiLeaks emails. Who controls, wields significant influence regarding Clinton and the D Party? We have two links to emails. I'll read those in a second. Who controls, wields significant influence regarding the Hussein Democrat Party? Another link. Different factions of foreign primary control. Who paid for Hussein's Harvard Law degree? Who financed Hussein's political life? Who is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal? So when Q asks these questions, he often gives you the answer right afterward. Oh, that would be Al-Walid bin Talal. Why are Hussein's school records under seal? Maybe because he doesn't want people to know about his education record. Competing factions, each with a horse in the race, seeking direct White House control, plus control of the U.S. military, control of trillions of dollars that go overseas, transfers of U.S. taxpayer funds, all working together, coordinated, infiltration, not invasion. And a couple of the big players are Huma Abedin, H.A., and Valerie Jarrett, V.J. What happens to U.S. taxpayer funds transferred overseas under the guise of foreign aid, military expenses, climate change, money, etc.? Well, that money is not very well tracked. It's not audited. And a lot of that money ends up in the pockets of people like George Soros, which is then funneled back into the pockets of politicians. U.S. taxpayers funding the destruction of America? Q. WikiLeaks email number one is between Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. And you have to read these emails from the bottom. I would like to see George Soros, who may have asked for an appointment. And then the response from Huma Abedin is, yes, on Soros. Jeff is here April 25th to 27th and on my radar screen for DC meetings. So Q is letting us know that George Soros is actually the person who controls the Democrat Party. Then WikiLeaks email two. This is a letter from George Soros. And it has to do with an uprising in Albania. And Soros is actually mapping out a strategy to defuse that uprising. And he's asking for Hillary Clinton to intervene and appoint somebody as an interim person to kind of take the heat off of this uprising. And it's signed George Soros. WikiLeaks email three, this is kind of interesting. It's from the Huffington Post. It's just a clip from an article. At a private meeting on Tuesday afternoon, George Soros, a longtime supporter of progressive causes, voiced blunt criticism of Barack Obama's administration, going so far as to suggest that Democrat donors should direct their support somewhere other than at the president. So George Soros was not real happy with the job that Barack Obama was doing in his first term, and he was actually considering having Democrat donors spend their money on someone else. So that is the answer to Q's question, who controls Hillary's D party and who controls Hussein's D party? George Soros controls them both. Q posted a graphic showing the relationships of the families that have controlled California politics for decades. The four families, three generations. So the Getty family, the Newsom family, Pelosi family, and the Brown family. Pat Brown, as governor of California, approved Squaw Valley concession for Newsom and Pelosi, John Pelosi and William Newsom. J. Paul Getty was also in here as a financial person. So in the next generation, you have Jerry Brown, governor, Nancy and Paul Pelosi. Then you have Ron Pelosi and Barbara Newsom. Then you have Tessa and William Jr. Newsom. And then you have Gordon Getty. William Jr. was a judge, was an attorney. He was actually an attorney to the Getty family. Then he became a judge, and he helped change trust laws to benefit Gordon Getty. And William was appointed governor by Jerry Brown. And this is how this all goes together. These families have been running California politics forever. So, the name of the graphic here is All in the Family graphic, for those who are keeping track of file names. All right, Q posted a screenshot. John Solomon, his Twitter account was temporarily locked, not for very long this afternoon, along with a lot of other people. I know that Jordan Sather, his account was locked, and several other people. And so Q just posted that. That was after John Solomon tweeted that article. Twitter posted this. We're seeing a number of accounts that have been locked or limited by mistake, and not because they tweeted about any particular topic. We're working to undo this and get those accounts back to normal. Yeah, sure. I'm sure Twitter isn't targeting conservatives. Why would they do that? Perfectly innocent mistake. All right. And Anon posted a tweet by President Trump. This was in 2015 before he was president. And then Q reposted it. Dopey Prince Al-Walid bin Talal wants to control our U.S. politicians with daddy's money. Can't do it when I get elected. Well, Trump knew back then that Al-Walid had control of American politicians, but that is why he is our man, because he is not controlled by foreign influence. All right, and we're going to close with this news from Lexington, Kentucky. The officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor, Kentucky's Attorney General announced that only one of the police officers involved is going to be charged. Brett Hankinson was indicted Wednesday on three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment, as the grand jury determined that he placed the lives of Taylor's neighbors at risk when he fired through a window into her apartment the night she was killed. That is kind of a crazy thing to do, firing through a window into an apartment. So he's going to be charged with basically reckless endangerment. And the other two officers who fired their weapons at night will not be charged, and that is causing what the media would call peaceful protests, but I would call them riots. So Louisville is under curfew, a 9 p.m. curfew through Friday night. And that is all the news I've got for tonight. A little bit longer than normal. Got some Q posts in. Got some news in. President Trump just had a news conference. I listened to it. Wasn't a whole lot in there that I think is relevant and interesting. He's talking about COVID, talking about the vaccines moving forward. He got attacked by the press. And well, there is something interesting that happened in the press conference. He suddenly left and he said he had to take an emergency phone call. And so he left the presser and he left Kayleigh McEnany there with a couple other people. And the press were screaming questions at him as he left because he said he had to take an emergency phone call. He didn't say what it was about. That gets us caught up on the news for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. You can tune in every night, Monday through Friday, here on Cloud Hub, channel 115. Get my news, current events, and my military intelligence updates. Thanks for joining. Hope you have a good night. I'm Praying Medic, signing off.